Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The rule of law and the integrity of the judiciary is being replaced by radical ideology, using these institutions to promote their agenda. The most recent manifestation of this include the charges against Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, historically, we've seen these situations throughout history. We've even experienced it, for example, in the 1960s, where people that were aggrieved wanting justice could not get justice from the system because the system itself became corrupt, whether it was sheriffs who were part of the KKK or judges who were part of the KKK. And when people that were aggrieved would complain to these people, they didn't get justice. Why? Because they had been co-opted by evil. What we're seeing, I believe, in the situation with Chief Justice Roy Moore is a co-opting of an institution, an agency that is bent on removing anyone with which some of these members of the agency disagree, and thus the charges against the Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Yeah, this is not surprising. It's really just representative of the age of lawlessness that we have entered here. And I think President Obama and certainly Eric Holder, his so-called Justice Department, are a great example of this because they engage in a totally subjective analysis and application of the law, which means that they engage in no proper application of the law whatsoever. You'll recall that with the marriage decisions and so forth, that Holder refused to defend DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which was his duty as the U.S. Attorney General. This was the first time, to my knowledge, in history where a U.S. Attorney General has refused to do his duty because ideologically he disagrees with a decision or a law. So it's that kind of set the tone. And now leftists in control who are in all levels of government, from dog catcher all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, are engaging in this lawlessness and throwing justice to the wind.
You know, the when you read these Alabama Supreme Court decisions with regards to the role of the Judicial Inquiry Committee, that role is very clear. They have been slapped multiple times when they have entered into an arena where they sought to make legal resolutions, interpret the law, as opposed to just look at facts against the judicial canons. They are not allowed to do legal determinations. Those are up for the Alabama Supreme Court's determination and ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, when you read the charges against the Chief Justice, it all is about their interpretation of the law. And they are at odds with even the ACLU of Alabama, a federal court of appeals in a different state, and three federal district court decisions all occurring this year in 2016. So number one, they're not supposed to enter into that arena first. Number two, they're wrong in some of their allegations with regards to what the law is. And yet they file these charges against the Chief Justice. And as a result, he's temporarily removed from his post as the Chief Justice.
I mean, here you have just a godly man who is trying to uphold righteousness, just doing his job, following the law, and they attack him like a bunch of dogs.
And, you know, in 2015, he wasn't even part of the decisions of the Alabama Supreme Court. He recused himself. In 2016, he just issued an administrative order saying the 2015 orders are still effective. It's a no-brainer. They were still effective. And in fact, the case was still pending before the Alabama Supreme Court. And yet, notwithstanding, they're coming after him. Why would they come after him and not the rest of the justices? Well, because they have a vendetta against him. They're using an agency which is supposed to respect the rule of law and not be swayed by ideology or personal opinions or even personal disagreements with someone, and yet they're injecting their own personal views, personal opinions, under the guise of this agency's power. That's what's scary when agencies that are entrusted with doing the right thing, following rules, following the rule of law, ultimately abandon those areas of authority and jurisdiction and become ideologues using the power of the government to enforce their ideology. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, it bears repeating that the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, has no authority over the administrative orders of the Alabama Supreme Court. And we cannot emphasize enough here that this was not Justice Roy Moore acting alone here. This was the entire Alabama Supreme Court in agreement with this administrative order, with this ruling. And how dare the JIC presume to come in, first of all, and say that they disagree with the law and their findings relative to law, so they're going to punish, single out and punish Justice Moore? This is clearly politically motivated, because in order to be consistent, they would have to single out the whole, they would have to try to punish and do away with the entire Alabama Supreme Court. Am I right?
Yeah. Here's the point. What entity has jurisdiction over an administrative order of a chief justice, whether it's Roy Moore or any other chief justice? It's the Alabama Supreme Court itself. Throughout its history, chief justices have issued lots of administrative orders. And on occasion, the Alabama Supreme Court has disagreed with those orders, so they have reversed or they have revised those administrative orders. They've done that with previous chief justices. They even did it once, although he's issued many administrative orders, with the chief justice himself, Roy Moore, on the issue of pay raises. They wanted to have pay raises, and so they set aside his order. The chief had to come back and modify it. Well, guess what happened in January of 2016 when he, Chief Justice Roy Moore, issued his administrative order? The JIC doesn't like it, but what happened to the Alabama Supreme Court? Did they do anything? Did they express disagreement? Did they want to modify it? Did they want to set it aside? Did they say, we don't like what you just did? No, they accepted it. They're the ones, the Alabama Supreme Court, not the JIC, that has jurisdiction over those orders. And when they did not do anything to set them aside, they adopted it because they have full authority to do anything they want with them. So what happens now is this JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Committee, comes in having no authority to enter into law, usurping its own authority from the Alabama Supreme Court and issuing these six complaints. It is so outrageous when you read these complaints, and they're all about his administrative order, wading into this legal dispute. You just want to pull your hair out, because that's why I say it's politically motivated. They could not have ultimately issued these charges without an ulterior motive. We will get him set aside. We will defend him. We will take the time to go to court. We will vigorously defend him. But in the meantime, what they've done is they've temporarily removed a good justice from the bench while this case is pending.
And the JIC, which is supposed to be operating under confidentiality, has then leaked information in this whole case as well.
Yeah, they don't care. They could care less about the rules. Rule 5 is very specific. Rule 5 says that these proceedings, until there's a charge, are confidential. Yet we know that some member or members leaked the impending charges before they were filed to two separate media sources, including the New York Times. And that source was so precise that they even gave the time frame in which the charge was going to come down. Not that a charge was coming, that it was coming down on Thursday or Friday. And in fact, it came down on Friday.
Matt, I want to see, and I think anybody who agrees that justice needs to be carried out here, I want to see the JIC held accountable.
No, I want to have them held accountable as well. You know, there may be some good people on the JIC, but obviously there's ideologues that ultimately guided and direct and were the main engine that have this animosity against the chief. We will find out who these people are. We have a suspicion of who they are, and we will ultimately take these people to make sure that they face justice. We will defend the chief justice, pray for the Chief Justice Roy Moore, and for our case as we defend him. We will go with a very vigorous defense, because if they can do this to the Chief Justice, they can do this to any judge who has an opinion on anything, marriage or anything else. They can come in, second guess, just remove you from the bench because they disagree with your opinion. That ultimately devolves the rule of law into chaos to unelected officials, some of whom, frankly, don't even have law degrees. There are people on there who have no legal background at all. And that is just inappropriate for them to have that kind of authority. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can sign up for our multiple emails. Go to the bottom. where it's talking about emails. Liberty Alert is one. The Liberty Council Grassroots Action email, Liberty Council Action, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Liberty Relief International, plus more. Visit our online web store for more information and education. And remember to keep Liberty Council in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.